do you have a timeline, though, I'm wondering, Nora, for, you know, when the journey will take place?
So it's hard to put an exact, you know, time scale on it, but it really depends on the evolution of the commercial space flight companies, which if you look at how much progression they've made over the past 5 years, my real hope is in the next, you know, maybe 5 years that I'll actually get that seat.
Yeah.
So I'm doing everything I possibly can. I'm engaging with the companies and all of that. So it's just a case of being
Is there serious competition though for the seats in these in these missions?
I'm sure there is, like anything else, but I think, you know, even in having the book and people knowing my own journey, I think it puts me in a really good position to actually put myself forward to be one of the first on these flights.
Right. And you're right as well about the International Space Station and just the difficulties of just the docking and those kind of trips.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, is that a journey that you would like to make yourself at some stage?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'd absolutely love to go on one of those ISS trips. I think the funding difference between a suborbital and the ISS is quite significant.
Yeah. And of course, the Americans and the Russians have that, if you like, you know, nailed down, don't they?
I suppose Canada and the European Space Agency, and like there's many different nationalities of astronauts now, and like even when ESA opened their next call, I'll absolutely apply, but there's never any guarantees. So I just want to keep progressing as much as I can and make sure I'm, you know, moving in the right direction.
It can be quite a stint, though. I mean, you could be there for months on end, wouldn't you?
Oh, totally, yeah. But I mean, how bad?
Yes, I see one of
our texts
saying
6 months in space.